Thanks for listening to Reasonable Doubt on Podcast One.
I'm not sure if you've noticed, but it's definitely allergy season. I love spring, but I struggle with allergies, which are not the most fun. Luckily, with Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, I can say bring on the blooms and face allergies head on. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved, so you can attack watery eyes and battle runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. I'm obsessed with Kleenex. I always have a box of tissues nearby. I'm always carrying them in my purse. I feel like that prepared friend. But I do have allergies. You could probably hear it in my voice this time of year. You know, we're struggling out here, okay? But if I'm going to be rubbing this tissue on my face, you know, I have makeup on. I want it to be like soft and comfortable. I don't want to like be ripping up my nose. And that is why I love the Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, because they'd get the job done. They're non-irritating. They are just the go-to. I mean, doesn't everybody love Kleenex? I feel like I grew up using Kleenex. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
This is Beyond a Reasonable Doubt with your hosts, Mark Garagus and Adam Carolla.
Yeah, get it on, got to get it on, welcome to the best 15 minutes or so in the universe. It's Beyond a Reasonable Doubt. Mark Garagus in New York City.
I'm in New York City. And by the way, for those of you who thought Adam and I would stop Beyond a Reasonable Doubt, apparently there's a great demand for a little Beyond a Reasonable Doubt. Have you noticed this?
Yeah, it's your little Reasonable Doubt booster shot in the middle of the week. So let's get to it. What's on your mind?
Well, tell me something. There was an article yesterday in the LA Times, and I thought of you immediately when I read it. It was talking about the recall, making the ballot. Did you happen to read this article?
I do not look at the LA Times these days.
Okay. It was astonishing. As somebody who has friends who work at the LA Times, who has read the LA Times, I don't think I was ever a paper boy for the LA Times. I was other papers. But this, I hate to sound like people who scream fake news and the mainstream media and this and that. This was a propaganda piece. I mean, maybe Gary could bring it up. I didn't send it to him, but it was astonishing to me. Coming the week after they did the hit piece kind of on Drew, and then they bookended it with kind of a preemptive strike to Antonio Villarosa, like, and mind you, even as you look at the LA Times online, they were side-by-side articles. Basically, some guy from Binghamton, New York, which I know well, because it's near Deposit, and a guy who does not live in downtown LA, commenting on Drew's bona fides on homelessness, and then telling Villagarosa, basically, you better not run. And then this one announcing the recall movement as if it's completely spearheaded by right-wing lunatics is rather insulting to me as a bona fide, certified, you know, whatever you want to call me, anarchist lefty, whatever name you want to throw at me. I cannot tell you how many people I know who are longtime Democratic contributors who are disgusted by the fate of California. And I don't understand what is in it for them to just sit here and make this out or buy into this campaign of the talking points. It's really infuriating.
Well, also, the newspaper is supposed to be like a baseball umpire. You just call balls and strikes. You don't decide that you're in with one team before the game starts and then call balls and strikes, you know, in conjunction with that relationship. So for some reason, the Los Angeles Times has decided that they're in with Gavin Newsom. Now, Gavin Newsom is arguably in the bottom five of all governors in the United States. So if you are the Los Angeles Times and you're touting the virtues of Gavin Newsom, it's stupid or liar. either you're been bought and sold by Newsom and this is nothing more than a campaign contribution, or you're not journalists because you've not sat back and objectively looked at the job he's done for many different arenas, COVID, homelessness, and beyond, the economy.
How about EDD? How about right. the one of the great any other politicians? That would have been disqualifying in and of itself. How in the world do you let that scandal just run its course? How in the world do you say that the what he's done on COVID, just taking a clinical look at everything that he did, that wasn't grounds? And what are you going to say now? All of a sudden, you're going to worry that a special election is going to cost all this money, and that we should just wait and throw him out of office a year from now, as opposed to now? It's really somewhat infuriating and diminishes. I don't know. It's like basically a forearm shiver to those of us who try to adhere to this idea of, yes, both sides can have good ideas. And this is not kind of telling me to get in line, basically, because I'm going to be characterized otherwise as parroting Trumpian doctrine is really somewhat obnoxious.
Well, yeah, it's a QAnon conspiracy, the whole recall. And you asked me at the top, have I seen the Times? And I say, no, I don't read the Times because I know where they stand. And you're not supposed to know where a newspaper stands. You're supposed to get the news from a newspaper. All right, so moving on to the legal matters at hand. What stories are you looking at?
Well, you know, it's interesting, and I'll bring it close to home because it happened on Saturday after we dropped. We had predicted that President Biden would finally utter the words genocide. And people say, well, that's symbolic. And it's really not symbolic. One of the things, and for anybody who's listened to the show knows that one of the fights I've been in for decades has been reparations, whether it's from insurance companies or banks or others, and suing the government of Turkey. In fact, the Insurok Air Force Base sits on land that was stolen from the Armenians. And I went back and I read a couple of these in-bank treatises, if you will, on the genocide. And it there now appears to me to be a path to hold the government of Turkey and some of these German banks who shielded the profits that they garnered in the blood of Armenians legally responsible now, because the federal government has spoken, has called it a genocide. So for those who are wondering why I always harp on this, there is some legal ramifications to this. And it's an interesting place that we're going to be.
So it was all the presidents, I guess, promised that they would call it Armenian genocide, but they never did. And Biden's the first one who has. Is that correct?
Yeah. Not only that, I mean, for those of you who say I've never complained about a president before, that's not true. I speak every year at Times Square and I called out Obama. Obama is a Senate. When he was a state senator and a U.S. senator, claimed, and during the election claimed he was going to call it a genocide. Samantha Power, who is back in the administration back in 2018, told Podcast America was one of her greatest regrets that she did not, or that she allowed the Obama to water it down and call it Medzyargan as opposed to Armenian genocide. So he promised and he did it. And so I give him credit for everybody who says whatever they want to say about him. Unlike a lot of politicians, he promised something and he came through and he did it. And he did it, by the way, in the face of, kind of a fractious relationship with Turkey, which is interesting as well. We're in an interesting time internationally with international law and holding people accountable, whether it's in China for human rights and potentially a genocide happening there, Saudi Arabia and what's happening in Yemen. It'll be interesting to see as we reengage in the international community, whether or not we see some legal cases brought against people who have traditionally been our allies, whether it's Turkey and NATO, whether it's Saudi Arabia for some of the battles they've fought potentially. It's a fascinating time in the world.
Well, Saudi's 9/11 And we've not been much help to American families that want to go after the Saudi government, who think they're in cahoots on 9/11. Other cases going on in the United States.
Well, as predicted, Harmeet filed her case on Monday. Did you see that?
Yeah, James O'Keefe. Yeah. Yeah.
And it'd be interesting to see where that ends up. We may have her back on. And then I'm anxious to see. And O'Keefe is the Project Veritas, and he had done several, what do you call those? Do you call them sub rosa, or do you call them hidden camera? They always remind me of Alan Funk, and that's dating myself. And, you know,
Candid camera. Yeah. He does those kind of exposés on folks who work for CNN. I guess they take them out, give them a few beers, and then they explain that they have an agenda. And then he exposes it. And then, I don't know, Twitter, the New York Times or whatever says this is information that's illegally gotten and we cannot, you know, we can't share it. And it seems like the thing that I always talk about, Twitter and a lot of big tech and a lot of news platforms, which is they're perfectly happy to look the other way if the agenda is in cahoots with their agenda. But if it goes against their agenda, then all of a sudden they start implementing a lot of rules. And I guess O'Keefe is suing, is it the New York Times or who's he suing?
I believe he is suing the New York Times. His latest suit is against, I think he's also suing Twitter, but his latest suit is against CNN. And it's interesting. He's suing them because they reported that Twitter kicked him off their service for spreading misinformation, when in reality, Twitter has said that their reasoning for kicking him off the service is because he was creating fake accounts and using them to manipulate his main account.
Right. So the thing about...
Which is interesting, right?
Yeah, well, the thing about O'Keefe is he films people saying things and then puts it up, and then they go fake news, misinformation. It's like, well, I don't know how much more real you can get than actually recording the person saying something and putting it up. You could certainly argue over the modality of collecting the information, but it's hard to argue with the information.
Well, and you know, they maybe on the next one we'll have more time. Unfortunately, I've got a hard out here, but there's a real discussion to be had here on that very topic. I mean, I don't understand why when you put something out like that, why the free discourse of ideas can't be engaged in. I mean, what are you afraid of if somebody is challenging what it is that you believe? I mean, why do you have to hunker down? Why do you need to, police that? Why do you have to police thought? Why do you have to police the idea that maybe there is an edge there? I mean, we started with the LA Times. We end with this. You could make an argument that it's all goring one ideology, but you know, it's really this idea of thought police, which is something that is just scary. First Amendment is broader than that. The First Amendment was designed. I mean, take a look at how the craziness that was colonial America in terms of what was being said about people. I mean, it makes some of these discussions look relatively tame.
Well, I think the problem for CNN and some of these other outlets, so in my humble opinion, it's CNN or the Los Angeles Times or Twitter, back to my analogy, they say, we're just humble baseball umpires. We just call balls and strikes. We don't care who's playing. We don't care who's pitching. We don't care who's batting. I just see balls and strikes. Then at some point, Project Veritas gets these people to admit, yeah, we don't just call, we call balls for one team and strikes for the other. And then they want to release it. And then Twitter, who agrees with them not calling balls and strikes, but calling them for one team or another, says, yeah, we can't run that, which is more verification that you're not just calling balls and strikes, that you have an agenda. So I think the worst thing you could say about a news organization, whatever the news organization was, is that they have an agenda. And O'Keefe exposes the agenda. And then Twitter, who says we have no agenda either, says we're taking down your site. So
I know. And it's just, it's
so my thing is just say you have an agenda.
Right. I just think say it's an opinion piece or file it under the opinion section or expand your opinion section.
Right. All right, Mark, I know you have a hard out, so we'll get to more of this and maybe even a Tin Horn Flats update when we speak next. And until next time, it's Adam Crowford, Mark Garriga's saying mahalo.
Thanks for listening to Beyond a Reasonable Doubt. Stay tuned for more bonus episodes coming soon.
Shopping for skincare is frustrating. Buy it, try it, toss it, repeat. Curology is here to help. Curology pairs with your own licensed dermatology provider who assesses your skin and prescribes you a custom formula to tackle acne, dark spots, or even fine lines. No guesswork, just a formula made to work for you. Get your consultation today at Curology.com/SXM. Curology, skincare with a face. Subject to consultation, subscription required. Cancel anytime.
Save big money on your entire roofing project now at Menards. Protect your home for years to come with Owens Corning Architectural Shingles. They offer long-lasting performance while providing ultimate protection with a 130 miles per hour wind rating and limited lifetime warranty. Choose from over 50 options of Owens Corning shingles in-store and on Menards.com. And check out more of our great deals going on now.